This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting a gunman behind the killing of at least 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early Sunday has reportedly been identified as Omar Siddiqui Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. Police stormed the Pulse nightclub, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing people trapped inside. 53 people were wounded in what was believed to be the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Patty Sheehan is an Orlando City Commissioner.
We're going to show what the good heart of humanity is, not the bad, horrible part of it is. And you cannot get your message across by killing people. You're nothing but thugs and murderers. And we will show you that we are a better community and a better America than this.
U.S. law enforcement officials say the 29-year-old suspect called the emergency phone number 911 before the attack early Sunday, vowing fealty to the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. President Barack Obama addressed the nation.
In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear or turn against each other. Instead, we will stand united as Americans to protect our people and defend our nation, and to take action against those who threaten us.
Barack Obama. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Taiwan's government has barred former President Ma Ying-jeou from visiting Hong Kong. The government cited security reasons and the fact that there had been too little contact with authorities in China. The president's office said Sunday six agencies had met twice during the past week to consider the travel plans. This is VOA News. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from the Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around Stade Velodrome. After the match ended in a 1-1 draw, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee. Martin O'Neill is a coach for Ireland.
Something that we thought we might not see for quite some considerable time, and just at the start of a tournament again, any part of the tournament, but to start off on that note, it's unedifying. It's pretty shocking.
After an inquiry into the skirmish, UEFA is expected to recommend a punishment. Tuesday, violence was also reported this weekend at games in Nice and Lille. The International Labour Organization is spearheading a global campaign to stamp out child labour, which involves 168 million children worldwide. A panel of experts focused on the widespread practice of child labour in international supply chains. Lisa Schlein reports.
Director General of the International Labour Organization, Guy Ryder, says the combined efforts of governments, employers, workers' unions, and consumers are needed to end this nefarious practice.
They need to know what is happening in their supply chains and to back that up with action in their business practices and dealings with suppliers.
Children work for low or no pay in abusive, slave-like and dangerous conditions in agriculture, fishing, garment industries, electronics, manufacturing, and in the mineral extractive sector. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The long string of U.S. presidential nominating contest is nearing an end. Democrats will vote Tuesday in the city of Washington, D.C. There are 330,000 registered Democrats in the national capital, and Clinton is a heavy favorite in the city's primary over her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders says he will meet with Clinton early Tuesday, or rather after Tuesday's primary, before deciding whether to drop out of the race. Clinton has already claimed the party's nomination. Libya's unity government says it is close to driving Islamic State militants from the city of Sirte. The offensive to take the city has made rapid advances in the past 3 days. Meanwhile, Libya's general prosecutor confirmed that the bodies of at least a dozen loyalists of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi had been found just days after the loyalists were released from detention. The bodies had been turning up in different parts of Tripoli. Officials told VOA the latest count is 17. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.